Blog Talk Radio.
So y'all, Timothy, you heard? Timothy, huh? Beat you, oh, you heard?
Blog Talk Radio. Do you believe?
Do you believe? Yo, www.blogtalkradio.com. Log on, the season's going in.
Down.
From interviews for some of the hottest acts around, affiliated with iTunes. Atlantic, BET, Boost Mobile, even ties with Judge Hatchet. That's Universal, Universal co-signed him. T-Hive, you know where to find him. On a pedestal high up, others cannot touch. Competitors can't stand beside him. He's been grinding since 08, and 1 year later was known as one of the highest. Rated syndicated radio shows, BTR, has gotta be the greatest online show. On my flow, I swear the media is so past Joe. That means moving, no reproducing. Timothy Hot Show, you are now tuned in. Let's go.
Timothy, BTR, Black Talk, Radio.com. Smitty, signing off. I appreciate the love.
Welcome to the Timothy Hot Show. Shout out to everybody for listening to it. I really appreciate you all so much. This is Timothy Hot Show, airing on 93.4 FM and 37.1 FM and on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening to it. I'm waiting on the arrival of my guest, J.R. Lynch, from the movie Matthias Christmas, which hits theaters tomorrow, actually. And we're going to give away some gift certificates to our listeners so you guys can check out that movie, which airs in theaters tomorrow. Noah Uriri, I believe that's the pronunciation of his last name, was here on the show last night talking about his role in that movie. So while we're on the arrival of our guests, I want to jump into a track from Miguel entitled Adorn, and I'll be right back.
J.R. Lemon calling in for the Timothy Hyde Show.
J.R., how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
For taking time out, man, to come talk with us, man. We're glad to have you on, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. Thanks for having me.
Man, so do me a little favor, man. Before we start talking about, you know, yourself, man, let my listeners know who you are, man. They're not familiar with who you are.
My name is J.R. Lemon. I'm an actor starring in the new Medea Christmas that's coming out tomorrow. So, yeah, I play the role of Oliver. It's going to be a good ride. Can't lie to you.
So tell us, how did this all come about, man? What do you get a land on it? So how did you get this lucky role, man?
I auditioned for it. You know, the typical audition process out here in L.A., I had read for Tyler about a year ago for another project that, I wasn't completely right for, but I think he remembered me, and when he, saw me again for this, I think, enjoyed, the audition and offered me the role, man. It was, it was definitely a blessing.
And so you got the role, man. Your role is Oliver in the movie Medea's Christmas. What is Oliver's role in to this? What is his role about? Let's talk about his role.
Right. Oliver is the ex-boyfriend of Lacey, who, when you see the movie, Medea and her friend essentially go out to surprise her daughter. And I was the ex-boyfriend that the mother loved. So, you know, she's trying to kind of reunite us, kind of spark something up again into her. She gets a big surprise when she goes to Alabama. Let's just say that. But I'm essentially Lacey's former love interest.
What was it like working with the cast? I know it was an incredible cast. Anna Marie Hassford was also in the movie, and I believe a couple of other people. The Larry the Cable Guy was also in the movie. I'm hearing, I think he's going to be here tomorrow night for sure. But what was it like working with the cast, man? Tyler himself, man, who's big time now. This is all over the world.
You know, it's interesting because it was my first movie. I had worked on a television show before that, and you know, on that, everyone's in town at the same time. You know, it's more of a, you know, we're all in this at the same time, and we'll see everybody at the same time. Whereas with, you know, this being my first major movie. It was interesting because, you know, not everyone worked together. So I worked with a number of people. The ones I worked most closely with were, you know, Tika, obviously Tyler, Anna. I worked with Anna a good bit. Didn't get a chance to work with, I didn't have any scenes with Larry the Cable Guy, Kathy and Jeannie, but I did get to meet them. They're fantastic people. But everyone I met and worked with was awesome. You know, we were all kind of in it together. Our first week, we were, you know, on location, like really in the country. So, you know, with no stimulus around you, you definitely get a chance to get to know each other.
So you got the role, but before we talk a little bit more about the movie, man, what do you have coming up next that you're able to talk about?
I have a TV series coming out in April. It's called The Night Shift. It's going to be on NBC. Essentially a medical drama about the night shift of an ER.
Okay.
You know, it's grounded. It has some, what I find interesting about it is that, you know, with all of the, and if you think about this in real life, with all of the you know, the crazy things that you see in an emergency room, particularly at night, you know, at night, obviously that's, you know, a lot of times when some of the worst things can happen, you know, whether it be because of alcohol, whether it be, you know, time, place, substance, if you will. But the doctors are seeing, these doctors see some of the craziest things you could imagine. When you incorporate putting kids into the equation, some of the things that can happen, you know, when you're in an ER, typically it's a bad thing. The thing I like about our show is that it introduces a bit of levity. Our writers, Gabe Sachs and Jeff Judah, were former comedy writers. So, you know, they do a good job of finding the funny in situations. And if you ask most ER doctors, they have to be able to switch that up just to stay sane, you know, because of some of the things that they're seeing. They got to be able to throw some jokes in there and kind of, you know, bring about some normalcy. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting ride on that show, too.
Well, when it gets near time for that to hit the air, then we're definitely going to reach back out to you to have you back on so we can talk about that, man.
Oh, no doubt.
But before I let you go, let my listeners know, man, I gave out a few passes to a few listeners, so I hope they enjoy. I'm going to see the movie tomorrow, which, you know, hits theaters. But let my listeners know why they should go check out this movie tomorrow, man, one of his theaters worldwide.
Oh, man. Oh, you gotta go check out Medea Christmas tomorrow, man, because you're gonna be in for a fun ride. You know, you're going to get, with the Medea character, you know, the reason why people go see the Medea character is because you know that she's going to say whatever, she's going to address whatever elephant there is in the room. The cool thing about this movie is that I feel like, you know, sometimes we tend to think that racism only comes from one side, or we think that, you know, judging only comes from one side, but I think this is the interesting study in into how it can be different, into how those roles can be reversed, and just to see how, you know, how colorblind love can be.
You still there, Jay?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Hello?
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. Cut out for a hot second. But, yeah, I mean, just it's going to be it's going to be a good time. You're going to laugh. You know, you're going to have – we're going to pull your heartstrings a little bit. You're going to get everything that you want out of a nice, you know, Christmas movie. Definitely.
Did you see yourself in the movie, man? And what did you think about it when you saw yourself in the movie? What did you think when you saw it? When you saw yourself?
No, quite honestly, I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna be watching it for the first time with you guys.
man. So, what does JR do around the holidays? What is JR doing for the holidays, man?
You know, I'm excited. Actually, I'm a new uncle. So I'm going to my sister lives in New York. So my whole family's going up to see her, on Christmas and a few days after. So that's my plan for the holiday, man. I'm more excited than anything because this is my first one, my first nephew or even niece for that matter. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing for the holidays. For New Year's, my Stanford Cardinal made it to the Rose Bowl, so that game is on January 1st down here in L.A., so I'll be out here with all of my buddies that have come down from college. It's going to be an amazing time. The holiday season is A-OK with me right now. A-OK.
Well, man, I hope you enjoy yourself, man. With everything, and congratulations on everything, man. And send my Christmas gift here to the station, man. I'm gonna be looking for it, man.
Oh, no doubt, got you covered.
Look, man, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. And you gotta come back by soon, man. Don't forget about us, all right?
Oh, no doubt, man. Take care, brother.
You too.
All right.
Shout out to J. Harlan from the movie My Day is Christmas. He's at Oliver in the new movie. It's released out tomorrow at any theater worldwide. It's just December 13th. The theater in the new year. Here's Miguel once again. Once again, shout out to JR Lemon for coming on the show. This is Timothy High Pan on our 19.4 FM NLU Blog Talk Radio Network. Shout out to all my guests who came on today, JR Lemon. And thank you for listening and tuning in. Once again, my DS Christmas airs in theaters. I'm sorry, it comes to the theaters worldwide tomorrow. So make sure you go check it out. Shout out to my three listeners who won. The passes to go see the movie. I'm going to leave you with Rich Homie Quan featuring Jay-Z and White with the Love You Stay Strong. Peace.
I said it on my ride, but my motherfucker knew. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my news. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I vogue my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, some niggas drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga.
Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga
two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my niggas sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got the yellow? Who got the yellow?
Don't matter.
Don't say
I'm a ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's only with my nigga. My nigga got weight. My nigga.